Good evening, my lovely listeners. It is 8 p.m. and you are listening to The Pantheon on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday with a new music-inspired theme for your listening pleasure. This week is a fun one, as it's all about the roots of rock. We all know and love rock and roll. From the Beatles to Black Sabbath, it's a genre filled with passion, rebellion, and grit. However, rock did not just fall out of the sky one day and drop into our laps. It was being shaped and developed long before anyone we'd call a rock star came onto the scene, particularly by people of color, women, and the lower class. In this hour, we'll be going on a chronological journey through genres like country and folk, and examining how their counterculture, outspoken nature, paved the way for rock and roll. We will start this journey off in 1935 with the Carter Family. They were an American folk group regarded as one of the most important music acts of the early 20th century. They had a profound influence on the development of genres like bluegrass, country, and of course, rock. It can't be understressed just how pivotal the Carter Family was in music. Being the first vocal group to become country music stars, and among the first groups to record commercially produced music. Furthermore, the group's guitarist, Mabel Carter, was known particularly for her Carter Scratch, a method of playing both lead and rhythm on the guitar, which has become one of the most copied styles of playing to date. So just remember, before Hendrix and Clapton, there was Mabel Carter. Here they are to start us off. This is Wildwood Flower by the Carter Family. Once again, that was the ever-influential Carter Family with Wildwood Flower. We will now be jumping ahead to 1952 with the Canadian country music singer and guitarist Hank Snow and his band the Rainbow Ranch Boys playing his original song, I'm Movin' On.
Big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Won't you please listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle a roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. Baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen to pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a driving woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on, done your daddy wrong. I've warned you twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Once more, that was Hank Snow with I'm Moving On. Up next is the 1959 track Maybelline by Chuck Berry. Considered by many as the father of rock and roll, there is no chance that Berry was not going to feature on this week's episode. And this song in particular is a personal favorite of mine by his, and features a swinging lament for a girl that just can't be faithful to poor old Chuck. Here is Maybelline. Once again, that was Maybelline by Chuck Berry. For now, skipping ahead to 1964 with Joan Baez's cover of Bob Dylan's haunting yet beautiful folk song, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Take a listen.
was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard, and it's hard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall.
Was Marlboro Street Blues by the Canadian classic folk duo Ian and Sylvia. With their fast-paced strumming and vocal growls, It's not hard to understand how rock music stemmed from this genre, even if they seem like opposites upon first glance. Up next is another Canadian icon, Buffy St. Marie, with her sorrowful song, The Old Man's Lament.
Down by the cool river, I joggled along. I heard an old man making sad lamentation about rocking a cradle and a child not his own. Never be known, and it's weary I am with weeping and sobbing in rocking a cradle and a child not my own. Rocking the cradle, and it's none of my own. I ooh, I ooh, I there, my laddie, lie easy, perhaps your own daddy might never be known. And it's none of my own. So come all ye young men who want to get married. Take my advice, leave the women's alone. For it's by the Lord Harry, if ever you marry, to leave you rocking the cradle, and it's none of your own.
The next song I'll be playing is from 1965, and this was a big year for rock music, in part due to this artist and this song in particular. If you guessed Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan, then you would be correct. When Dylan got up on that stage at Newport Folk Festival and picked up that electric guitar, he made not waves but tsunamis in the music world, and forever altered the history of rock. Despite many accusations of betraying the folk genre, Bob Dylan was not disrespecting it that night, but continuing a long development of both folk and rock. you'll be hearing the live recording of when Dylan first played Maggie's Farm on that fateful night in Newport. And if you listen close enough, you might be able to hear the dismayed cries of Judas from the crowd. Without further ado, here is Maggie's Farm.
plenty for the going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. Don't you know that was the last thing on my mind? As I walked along the street alone this morning, without you, without you, every hope in my heart died a moaning, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. Don't you know that was the last thing on my mind? Don't you know that was the last thing on my mind?
What you just heard was The Last Thing on My Mind by the folk and later pop singer Anne Murray. Up next, from 1969, is a folk staple by the band, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. I personally cannot get enough of this song, and it's always been a classic for me. Take a listen.
We were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. Thank you.
baby. Oh, baby. Tell a man to get down that you changed your mind. Well, let me run on out and tell a cab to keep his meter blind. Cause if you say goodbye to me, baby, gonna break my mind. Break my mind.
What you were just listening to was a 2026 re-release of the 1969 song by Linda Ronstadt, Break My Mind. Now we're moving into the 70s with Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young, and this is when you can really start to see rock take its full form after its rapid growth in the 60s. Even initially folk artists like Neil Young are taking after Bob Dylan and start to pick up the amps and cables. In fact, Young's electric playing and tone were so on point that he was named the godfather of grunge and paved the way for artists of the 90s like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains. Without further ado, here is Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young. Once again, that was Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young. Up next is another pioneer of rock music, Little Richard. Although his most well-known music is from the 50s, Little Richard had a sustaining career with consistent quality, and the song I'll be playing of his today is a 1972 cover of Hank Williams' Settin' the Woods on Fire. Take a listen. Again, that was Little Richard's cover of Hank Williams' song, Setting the Woods on Fire. And now, I'll bring you back to present day, where rock music and mainstream culture is dead, and it seems like the charts are being filled with more and more of the same music each day that goes by. However, I've seen a recent uptick in folk music making its way back into the mainstream, so I have a theory. I wonder if we're going to repeat the same cycle that happened almost a decade ago and redevelop rock music in the coming years. Building on this theory, I'll be playing two songs off Andrew Montana's upcoming album that both honor classic country and folk while still making something new of it in a way that gives me hope that we are planting new roots for rock. Here is Soft Red Clay by Andrew Montana. Once again, that was Soft Red Clay by Andrew Montana, and I just can't get over how classic it sounds without feeling boring or uninspired. Next up is the other song by Andrew Montana, In Mom's Garden, and this one has no lyrics, so just take some time to soak in the music. Once again, that was In Mom's Garden by Andrew Montana. Now, I just have one more song for you tonight, so before I play it, I would like to thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of The Pantheon, Roots of Rock, and a special shout out to my father for helping me co-create this themes playlist. I'm your host, Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. with new music and even stronger opinions for your listening pleasure. If you also happen to have strong opinions, come check out my Instagram at the_pantheon97, where you can DM me with song or theme requests. The last song I'll play is Coin in the Cake by Canadian folk artist Mia Kelly. Following the same idea as with Andrew Montana, she manages to honor classic country and bluegrass elements while still adding a new spin. Here is Coin in the Cake, and I'll see you next week.
You're the coin in the cake, a win when the stakes are high. You're a pack of wild geese in a clear blue sky. You're the sun on my face, you're the first sweet nectarine. Dripping down my chin, you kiss me clean. You're a game of chess, I guess on the first try. You're a full moon, a wishbone, a lash falling from my eye. You're the rush of the water, I've sworn to see. Like a dollar worth stealing. Quite put my finger on it. If you want, we can go where it's green and the days burn brighter. Look at me finally walking the wire.
a morning light. Soak it up, sip it, and make me feel alright. Fill my cup to the brim, you a morning light. Soak it up, sip it, and make me feel alright. Fill my cup to the brim, you a morning light. Oh, you're the brightest you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Casador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Casador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Casador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and worn-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Casador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio.